Last June, Nicaragua awarded a Chinese company, the Hong Kong Nicaragua Development Group, a 50-year concession to build a canal right the way across their country. Bigger, deeper, and wider than the Panama Canal, which lies just a few hundred kilometres away, this mega project will have an oil pipeline, airports, rail system, and tax-free trading zones on both coasts. The Nicaraguan government claims that by granting this $40 billion project to the Chinese company, they'll give their economy, the second poorest in the Americas, a much-needed boost. Concerns have been raised, however, that this project could cause an environmental disaster and that the necessary environmental impact assessments have not yet been performed. In a comment piece for Nature this week, Axel Meyer, an evolutionary biologist from the University of Konstanz in Germany, joins Jorge Huete Perez, the president of the Academy of Sciences of Nicaragua. They hope to raise awareness amongst the international community of this looming project. I spoke first with Axel.
Well, they call it a mega project. It's a $40 billion, by current estimates, canal that's almost going to be 300 kilometers long from the Atlantic to the Pacific, transversing the entire country of Nicaragua. Much bigger, deeper, and wider than the Panama Canal. It will have a railroad, an oil pipeline, airports, tax-free trading zones on both coasts. It's going to be a huge, huge project.
What stage are they at with the project?
It's not quite clear. It depends on if you believe government sources or the Chinese sources. They have not been entirely forthcoming with information that they may or may not already have. So it's pretty clear that the canal is going to start in a small town called Brito on the Pacific coast, then through 20 kilometers of land into Lake Nicaragua. It's not quite clear where it will go from there to the Atlantic coast. And there are conflicting reports from the Chinese company and from the Nicaraguan government as to which route might be taken and when the construction might start.
Okay, now it sounds like you're going to have a lot to say about the environmental impacts of this kind of a project. But before we get to that, what are the supposed benefits to the Nicaraguan people or the government for using their land in this way?
Of course, the supposed benefits would be thousands of jobs during the construction and the operation of the canal for the Nicaraguan people. Some people in Nicaragua view the government as making some sort of deal for their own benefit.
Now, I read in your comment piece, which you wrote for Nature, that you haven't yet seen an environmental impact assessment.
Yeah, that is one of our biggest gripes about this. Any mega project or any project that you would do, you would be expected to do an environmental impact assessment first. And the bidding for this environmental impact study should be international and competitive and transparent. But apparently the way this was done here is that the Chinese company itself contracted this job out to another company. This company is supposed to be finished by May 2014, and some reports say the construction of the canal is supposed to start in June, already 1 month later. So clearly, this company is supposed to knows what it's supposed to find.
Right, okay. So there hasn't and potentially won't be an environmental impact assessment. I'm sure that won't stop you speculating, though, Axel. You're an evolutionary biologist who's done a lot of work in the region. Give me a sense of what you think the environmental impact might be of a project on this scale.
The Nicaragua Lake is the largest lake that serves both as a source for irrigation and as freshwater source. And there are several large cities on the lakeshore that depend on that water being drinkable. And that is one of the major worries that I have for the people. Any oil spill in the lake would be disastrous, both for the wildlife, mostly the fish in the lake, but also the people around it and the fisheries.
It's not actually deep enough at the moment, is it, for this proposed shipping route?
Yes, the Lake Nicaragua is huge, but it's very shallow. So they will have to dredge it. And to my knowledge, it is not clear what the sediment and what the substrate of the lake is like. It might be the case that they will have to, of course, dynamite this path for these big ships in the sediment.
And so what do you think the impact would be on the biodiversity that Nicaragua is so famous for?
The eastern part still has untouched or almost untouched regions of rainforest that are supposed to serve as a Mesoamerican corridor, allowing tapirs or jaguars or rare species to go between the north and the south. And the canal is going to be so huge, a railroad and oil pipeline right next to it would serve as a barrier to gene flow to many animals.
And that rainforest is also home to several indigenous communities.
Exactly. There are many indigenous groups that make their livelihood from the rainforest. And several of these groups apparently have filed lawsuits against these plans of the government. So these are all things that I think are worth considering. But of course, I'm just a foreigner who cannot tell the Nicaraguan government what to do. But I would hope that they would recruit people to advise them and to consider alternatives.
Okay, thanks, Axel. Now let's hear from Jorge Huete Perez, the president of the Academy of Sciences of Nicaragua. Jorge, what's your take on all this?
It's a poor country, the poorest in Latin America, but it's a beautiful country with plenty of water resources, natural resources, and a booming industry right now of tourism. And it's a shame that Nicaragua is trying to make money a quick way without respecting the environment and the sustainability of the country and of the region. You cannot plan a project without appropriate environmental study, and it has not been done.
Are you surprised at the lack of action from the international community?
It's really a big puzzle for me. And I feel that most likely it's because there's not enough information about this, but it could also be that many people and many organizations think that this is a very, very crazy idea and that it's not going to happen. But I'm afraid that because of that silence, you know, things might just happen. And we really need independent studies. And for that, we definitely need the international community.
That was Jorge Huete Perez. And before him, Axel Meyer.